Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There is semi-breaking news on the JJ and Joanne show this morning. On a morning of breaking news stories, the latest, Jim Harbaugh to the Minnesota Vikings as their new head coach. Now, that's not, I said semi-breaking news because that is not confirmed. But there have been reports out there. The first one I saw at 5:45 this morning suggested it's a done deal.
This wasn't Schefter reporting it, was it?
No, it was not. But if it was, we could always.
Yeah,
of course. And there's another site besides this one called thewolverine.com. A guy also reporting that it's a done deal. Harbaugh is gone.
I saw it on SI.com, Sports Illustrated's website. They say that if he was offered the job, he would take it because the new GM overlapped with him when he worked in San Francisco for the 49ers back in the 2013. And I guess it's just getting over the last hurdle, which is the ownership for Minnesota. But all signs that I'm reading are pointing to that Harbaugh is going to accept that job and go back to the NFL.
All right, so here's my question for you guys. If U of M would not have beaten Ohio State, would he be leaving?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's been gone from U of M for a while, personally. I think his tenure there, everybody is tired of it. He's tired of it. The fans are tired of it.
The fans were tired of it until he started winning this year. And then everyone's like, see, it finally paid off. But I think he finally beat Ohio State and got, you know, was in the college football playoff. Should have probably been a number one seed in that, but wasn't. Didn't fulfill that whole thing. But I think he got the monkey off his back by beating Ohio State. Was able to have a clear conscience, took a 50% pay cut before the season started.
That's another thing to think about in terms of making his decision. Absolutely, 100%. Now, you know, that leaves Jim Caldwell just off on the sidelines still, and that is shocking to me. I don't know. I mean, I'm no expert on this, but if I'm Minnesota, I'm looking at Jim Caldwell ahead of Jim Harbaugh. I never thought Harbaugh was a great coach.
I don't know if Caldwell was even thought of for that job. The only reason why Harbaugh's name is brought up is because the GM of Minnesota. Stoney from 97 won the ticket is here. Stoney, come on over here, buddy. Yeah, here you go.
It's the JJ and Lynn Sports Podcast, or JJ and Joanne Sports Podcast. Wow. Well, I think of Stoney and I'm going, I look at Stoney and all of a sudden the rewind button goes off in my head. I apologize for that.
That's okay, Stephen. It's all good. Okay, Stoney, let's
What's up, guys?
Stoney, what is going on with Jim
Michael Stone, 97 won the ticket. Stoney, is he or is he not gone?
Well, if it's up to him, he's gone.
Okay.
The question is what do the Vikings want? Now, there's some people say, well, if you're flying a guy out there, you obviously want him. But he still has to be interviewed. He still has to meet the ownership. They had a 9-hour interview with the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants yesterday, Patrick Graham. If you didn't like him, why are you talking to him for 9 hours? I can't imagine anybody sitting in a room except for his wife. But they actually could sit in a room with Jim Harbaugh for 9 hours. I mean, we have a hard enough time doing it for 15 minutes a week.
Yes.
He is Look, the whole situation, especially if he didn't get the job, he'd come back and be awkward, but as Wojo...
Very awkward. See, that's the other side of this, Stoney.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get the job and all this hoopla, he goes back, it's like a wet, you know what?
Mm-hmm. But as Wojo says, nobody does awkward better than Jim Harbaugh.
Okay, good. Fair enough. Yeah, I like it. Very good.
You've watched a press conference, you know.
Let's move on. This is kind of like the Brady story, and then the Brady story ended up being true, so let's pretend Harbaugh's gone. What next for the University of Michigan Wolverines?
Well, the hope is that Ward Manuel, the AD, has a contingency plan, but at this late in the gate, who knows if it's just going to be promoting somebody internally, whether it's Josh Gattis, the offensive coordinator, or Mike Hart, the running back coach. Then, you know, you hear some names who are out there. Matt Rhule, who coaches the Carolina Panthers, did a really good
job at
Baylor and at Temple. I kind of like Bill O'Brien, who had to clean up the Sandusky mess at Penn State, did a nice job, then went to the Houston Texans, where he was a good coach. He was a horrible general manager, and that's why he lost his job there. And then he's on Nick Saban's staff as the offensive coordinator at Alabama. Mm. I think he'd be great, but who the hell knows? It's weird. And the big question is, whether the Vikings want him? And I don't want to get too political here, obviously, but with the PR of all the stuff with the Brian Flores lawsuit yesterday, is it really wise from an optics standpoint to hire a white guy in the home of George Floyd? I don't know. It might not look very good to some people. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go back to my suggestion about Jim Caldwell. He's sitting on the sidelines somewhere.
Yeah, and which is crazy because he did a good coach. I thought I had no problem with the Lions getting rid of him. It's just who they hired instead.
I get it. It was time for him to go, but nonetheless, I thought he did a decent job here.
Yeah. Oh, we got the Spin Doctors coming up on 104.3 WOMC.
They don't get to play music at the ticket.
Oh, I love doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your day. Keep safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.